Or a morning
Here he
show.
Is.
Here we go.
Big fella.
Oh,
how
really?
You doing? What's up, wow. Johnny boy?
John, I got no John, tooth as well. You got your teeth fixed.
For the occasion.
Yeah.
Now, John, thank you so much for your time. Wow, what a whirlwind few weeks you must have had, because this is the story that you've lived, but the world has just exploded. Everyone's watching The Tiger King. How are you feeling, one, with this instant fame, but also how it's all played out on the documentary series?
Well, the overnight fame is like a craziness, but I just rather not even think about it too much. I just want to live like a normal human being like everybody else does. But it is kind of nice. But with the plans, it just happens.
Now, I know, John, we've actually spoken to Doc Antle, and he said this was not the documentary, the show that was pitched to him. And we were wondering, was that the same with you? When you sat down with the documentary maker, did you know what he was going to be making, or is that not what you were sold?
I don't think really any of us knew exactly what was going to be going on in the documentary.
And were you happy now, with the outcome or not?
Yes and no. They made me look like a meth head hillbilly. They didn't even go into that I'm 6 years clean. They didn't really go into like my teeth or anything else.
They look great.
Yeah, I got a new set of teeth, and
I'm missing a tooth. So I might have to go.
Oh my! You know, a lot of people blame it on the drugs and stuff, but it wasn't. It was genetics. It was the different things throughout the life that I lost my teeth.
Now, mate, it's great that you're six years clean, which is an amazing effort. So well done on that. Have you spoke to Joe at all since he's been in jail?
No, I have not. Not since before the court. I spoke one time before that, and that was it.
Do you know, John, have you heard from anyone how Joe is going in jail? Is he is it a good space for him? Is he accepted it, or is he doing it tough in there?
I haven't heard anything because I shoved all that to the side and I focus on me.
When you were married to Joe and Travis, they didn't really show you after the math when Travis passed away. How did that affect you?
Well, me and Joe weren't actually married, but when Travis passed away, it was quite devastating to a lot of us.
What do you mean you weren't married? Didn't all three of you stand up there and get married?
No, that was a publicity stunt for Joe to get a reality TV show.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Now, there's big talks about they're going to make this into a big Hollywood blockbuster. So who would you think would play you?
Channing Tatum would be the number one pick that I would pick. He has another backstory. Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't?
John, have you watched the series, all seven episodes?
Me and Stormy binge watched it one night.
They binge watched it.
Binge watched it.
Because it's from like six, 7 years ago, a long time ago in your life. Honestly, how did that feel watching that back, and particularly with Stormy? Was it, you know, do you have regrets? Is it emotional for you, or are you able to just put it behind you and move on?
The only regret I have is the animals. Leaving the animals behind is what was the hardest part. And the other regret is I had so many memories with that part that are just being ripped apart. But I pretty much left most of it behind, because living the life that I do now, I try to live it positive and try and influence that on other people.
Now, we know that Joe is now in jail, and we won't go into why, but obviously that it all started with the fallout with Carol and their fight. And you were close to Joe at the time, so you saw that he was antagonizing her and pushing her and pushing her. Did you ever think to yourself, oh, this is going to go too far one day?
Yeah, I did go way too far. A lot of us did tell him to start backing off, or things were going to get ugly.
And they did.
You know, it's so lovely speaking to you, John, because you are a really clearly you've got yourself sorted. You're nothing but positive and about putting good vibes and goodwill out there. And it's a real testament because at the moment you could be really angry at how that's all played out for you. So I think it's a real testament to yourself. You should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you.
As I was saying, and feel free to say this is too personal, because the problem for you is, and where I feel for you is, it got very personal about your life when really you may not have known you were doing that documentary. But what we did realize towards the end, when we saw you in a relationship with a woman, and then the inference was that you were straight. Is it too personal to ask? Is that your sexuality? Do you know what your sexuality is?
I'm straight as an arrow.
Right, there we go. Okay, yes. I didn't want to take. I didn't want to presume.
What made you be with Joe then?
That's a hard subject to discuss right now.
Because he's not a good-looking rooster. He's no Channon Tatum.
Wow. No, he's not. He's not the type of person I thought he was.
Do you think, John, it was a true depiction of Joe? I mean, if I don't know Joe Exotic, but what I took from it was he seemed very fame-hungry, wanted it was all about him. And I think one of the most disturbing scenes was Travis's funeral, and it seemed like Joe was making that a lot about him, and that was really heartbreaking to watch. Is that sort of a true reflection of Joe, or how would you sum him up as a person?
More or less, that was the true depiction. Whether people want to admit it or not, it was.
John, thank you so much for your time, and you've been fantastic. We're looking at you. You look great. You can see you've come a long way, and great to get that message out there that you're clean, you're sober, you've got your act together.
And Fev, I know for a bit of fun you took your shirt off and took your tooth out, but if you look at our camera right now, John looks exactly like me. It's like we're doppelgangers. Look at us. No. We are literally the same person. Look at that.
Do you have hair on your head, though?
No, I've shaved it off. So bald on the top and then beard on the bottom. Oh, nearly. Go. Half and half. Yeah. Well, there he goes. What a good sport he is. John Finlay in his study there with his lovely partner as well. Thank
Stormy.
You for making
Hi, Stormy.
Time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the support. I love Australia. I want to go there one day. Make sure you check out my Facebook page, The Truth About John Finlay. And y'all have a great night.